This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Yellowstone, home to moose, bison, coyotes, prairie dogs, black bears, and snowmobiles. Is that animal, vegetable, or mineral? But first, another shooting has now been linked to the suspects in the sniper attacks of October. Law enforcement authorities in the area say the shooting happened in Maryland last September. John Muhammad and Lee Malva now stand accused of shooting 19 people in five states and the District of Columbia. They each appeared in detention hearings on Friday, just one day after Attorney General John Ashcroft decided they would be tried first in two separate jurisdictions in Virginia. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Muhammad looked disoriented, his ankles shackled and his face unshaved, as he stood before the judge in Prince William County, Virginia. He's charged with the murder of Dean Myers, the man shot in Manassas, Virginia, as he pumped gas into his car. Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert said evidence and details from other shootings will likely come up at Muhammad's trial.
The tentacles go throughout the country, and what happened elsewhere may be very material in this case.
Prosecutor Ebert said he'd be in continuous contact with Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney, Robert Horan Jr., the prosecutor in Lee Malvo's case. Malvo also appeared in juvenile court yesterday. It was the public's first look at the 17-year-old. Horan revealed new evidence against Malvo. He said witnesses saw Malvo at or near the scenes of three shootings in Virginia. There was also new forensic evidence.
An analysis of the Bushmaster rifle that was found had the fingerprint of the juvenile on it. No other identified prints on the rifle other than his.
That rifle is the same one that police say is connected with many of the shootings in the Washington area. Malvo's defense attorney, Michael Arif, spoke briefly after the hearing. He reminded people that a fingerprint is not necessarily incriminating.
Actually, the fingerprints don't mean anything realistically. Fingerprint in and of itself is meaningless.
There were more details revealed at Malvo's hearing. Prosecutors say when he was first detained in Baltimore, Maryland, Malvo tried to escape. He allegedly climbed up through the ceiling tiles and crept the length of two offices toward the exit before crashing back down to the floor. That's one reason why the prosecutor said Malvo shouldn't be held in a juvenile detention center. Horan argued that Malvo should instead be held in a maximum security adult jail.
Because our juvenile detention facility has children 13, 14, 15 years old in it. Some of them charged as runaways or incorrigibles. And I just don't think someone who's charged with what this juvenile is charged with should be in an institution with those kind of people.
The judge then ordered Malvo held in adult jail, though separate from the other inmates. The court would also have to treat Malvo as an adult if prosecutors are to seek capital punishment. And Horan says if Malvo's convicted, the death penalty would be appropriate.
Even if you don't believe in capital punishment, the legislature has said capital punishment is available for certain crimes. If this one doesn't qualify, none of them should qualify.
Lee Malvo is scheduled to appear in court again in early December. And in the coming days, the judge in Prince William County will assign defense attorneys to John Muhammad. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Fairfax, Virginia.